corner at 9:15. Of course, it became official over the weekend. The NFL players are locked out. The union has decertified, and we have a work stoppage. And joining us now on the ticket hotline to talk about that work stoppage, someone from the owner's side. It's the owner and GM of the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones. Morning, Jerry.
Good morning, man.
Well, tell us your thoughts as we enter into week one of the official work stoppage.
Well, I don't have thoughts, but I do this has actually been a very busy time for me. It is quite a lot of work to lock these players out.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Home Depot, bought all the chain and all the bike locks that they had, and, so I could lock these players out of Battering.
You actually had to do that.
Well, not just me, but Jason and I both worked together to secure just about the whole facility. There's still a couple areas that are vulnerable to security breaches, and I don't want to tell you what they are here on the air in case a player is listening.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to guard those at night with shotguns. And
wow.
In fact, Marion Barber tried to get in last night.
Mm-hmm.
At a low point on the wall and, around the perimeter by the ranch.
Yeah.
And it was on my patrol. That's an area that's on my patrol. And, he came over that wall and got all the way up to the locked door of Valley Ranch facilities, and he almost tore the thing off the hinges when I finally let loose with that over-under that I was carrying.
Oh, my gosh.
That I blew his dreadlocks off.
Wow, so we've already had an incident.
Oh, we've already had an incident, yes. He ran away as fast as he could, but he fell down every few yards or so.
All right, so are you going to have to have some cutbacks? Now that you've got these players locked out?
Craig, we are.
This is Jordan.
I'm making some financial cuts. Even in my own life, I used to have my skin replaced every week.
What?
Crazy.
Skin replaced.
And I'm cutting that back to once a month now. Of course, my plastic surgery budget, that's been cut down to $20,000 a month. That's mm-hmm. going to be a real sacrifice for me now.
Uh-huh.
And I told about half my women I'm downgrading them to a one-bedroom apartment instead of two-bedroom version.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
We're learning lots of stuff about you today.
I'm also thinking about cutting the two most superfluous members of our organization.
Hmm.
Who's that?
Rowdy and Mickey Spagnola.
All right, okay, leave Mickey alone. I don't care about Rowdy. Would you leave Mickey alone?
Lockout's been real tough for me personally because I've been having to spend more time with my family.
Oh, yeah?
Which I hate.
Oh, come on.
I've been having to take Jerry Jr. and Steven to school every day.
Aren't they in their
40s? They're out of school now, aren't
having
they?
Having to fix their lunches. Take them on play date to some old beaten down park where you got nothing but Mexican tire.
All right. That's ridiculous.
Oh!
You sound really depressed, Jerry.
Well, I'm working hard to attract some new events at Cowboy Stadium.
Yeah, you got to fill those Sunday afternoons.
Got to fill those Sunday afternoons. That's right. So we're working on a tractor pull doubleheader this fall.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I'm gonna try to book Matchbox 20 for a 39 engagement sometime in there. I think we've got a bridal expo coming up in October.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
And in September, we got the Feinberg Bar Mitzvah.
All right.
So we secured that and trying to lure First Monday Trade Days down there.
Oh, really?
How are you going to move that out of Canton?
Well, I don't really know, but if anybody has any ideas how we can move it out of Canton, my home phone number is 555-7248, and I'll meet you at 5 in the morning if I know you're coming. Thank you. Good morning to you, sir.
All right, good luck,
Jerry.
To you.
That's the fake Jerry. Worried about the NFL lockout.